We begin today with the Russian thread. For an American these days, that phrase might conjure up concerns over election interference and online trolls. Someone in the Republic of Georgia, though, might have bigger worries, like, what if Russia invades with soldiers, not cyberbots? In fact, Russia did invade Georgia in 2008 under the pretext of protecting Russian minorities there, and Russian troops still occupy parts of the country. Such is life in a former Soviet republic still under Russia's huge shadow. And right now, Russia is not happy that Georgia has been hosting a NATO military exercise for the past week or so. NATO, of course, being a U.S.-led military alliance. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges was commander of the U.S. Army in Europe until his retirement in 2017. We caught up with him in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, another former Soviet republic. So, Lieutenant General, these military exercises in Georgia, it's kind of like NATO is poking the Russian bear. Why is that?
Well, of course, Marco, number one, we're not poking the Russian bear. We are working with a country that's been with us in Afghanistan, that's been a partner for years, and that is on the path to membership in the alliance, but yet has 20% of its country occupied by Russian forces.
You're referring to Georgia there.
10 years after the Russians said that they would leave. So this is not, I would disagree with your characterization that we are somehow poking the Russian bear.
More than 10 years ago, NATO agreed that Georgia would eventually join the pact. Why has that not happened?
I think there's probably a couple of reasons. For me personally, Georgia should be a member of the alliance right now. They've got nothing left to prove. But there are some, I believe, there are some member nations that are reluctant because they do see that Russian troops still occupy 20% of Georgia. So in effect, those nations are giving Russia a veto over membership in the alliance, and I don't think that's right. I believe that Russia respects strength, and if the alliance is strong and Georgia is welcomed into the alliance, then I don't believe that Russia will act on that, because the last thing they want is a conflict with NATO.
Lieutenant General Hodges, what have you heard from Georgians about their hopes and fears for the future? Do they see NATO membership as one of their few options for defense against Russia?
I think that the Georgians are rightfully frustrated that after years of being told that they were going to be welcomed into the alliance, that it still hasn't happened yet, of course, which is exactly what the Russians want. So there is some frustration, but most of the responsible leaders in Georgia, military, political, academics that I've spoken with, are confident that this is eventually going to happen. I'm confident that it's eventually going to happen. It's just, I wish it was happening sooner rather than later.
As you know, there are a lot of people who look at NATO and say relations have been undermined and weakened by President Trump. How do you see it?
Well, I have to say that I'm disappointed that the way that my president has treated allies is not helpful. I mean, should nations be doing more, especially Germany, for example, and some of the other wealthier Western European countries? Absolutely, they should. Every president has done that. But I think there's a better approach to doing this. And I think the constant, I mean, when the president refers to the EU as an enemy of the United States, I mean, that's a gift to the president of the Russian Federation and also to the president of China. Mm. So this is not helpful. Now, to be fair, the president, since he became president, everything that President Obama promised to the alliance, rotational forces, prepositioned equipment, increased spending, it's all happened. Everything that's been delivered that President Obama promised has been delivered under the Trump administration. So I think it's important to keep that in mind. It's so unhelpful when he's kicking our most important allies in the ass publicly and doing things that are not helpful. I never in my life imagined an American president would call into question Article 5. That's unbelievable to me, and it's causing people to have to do a lot of extra work to explain, don't worry, we're still committed, you know, we're here.
Well, speaking of Article 5, that's the part of NATO that states that an attack on one member, it's an attack on all members. You support Georgia being part of NATO. Do you think Americans are ready to die for Georgia if Russian tanks roll in once more?
Well, of course, you know, we have American soldiers that are there almost nonstop. You've had Georgians die alongside Americans in Afghanistan. So when you think about what Georgia does and how the United States traditionally loves small countries like this that have a fighting spirit and that are willing to do what it takes for their own independence, I think you would find very strong support in the United States, particularly in the Congress, for this. So, I would not see that as a problem at all. Now, at the end of the day, it does come down to civilian leadership explaining to the population, just like in every other country, you know, why it is we're doing what we're doing and why it's to the overall benefit of all of us to have collective security.
Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, former commander of the U.S. Army in Europe. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.